for plebs by plebs, dropping the Bitcoin only signal. Pleb Underground. Welcome everyone to the Pleb Underground.
Welcome back to Pleb Underground. This is episode 58. Like Bitcoiners, life can be too short, so play, don't watch sport, take risks, take chances, take a hand in a series of dances, work hard, become the family boss, radiant wife, when the sun shines, gloss over the things that give you pride, gotta get your steps in, each one in your stride. Sometimes I flex in jokes, call them strong puns, no copy error, never got the wrong ones and zeros, shout out the bong don, slay your heroes, go long, sun's eclipse, prayers, song, runs, all day, each block new guns, energetic accumulation, make her scream, that's true elation. She wants the wind to stop like storm. It was only date 3 that she sneaked into my dorm. She can have girl dinner if it makes her feel norm. Food for nutrition, help you to perform. You think I sound like Vanilla Ice? I'm more like the bee rabbit. Down the hole, study hard, make this game my habit. Rain Man, always shining bard. My brother's Charlie Babbitt. I'm not evacuated like the Gaza Strip. Still conflicted like the bars I rip. Can't hollow me out, I'm full of life. If tomorrow's in doubt, that's real strife. I've got multiple bases and not one cysteine. Genetics, beautiful faces, only sealing the cysteine. Bitcoin, generational wealth. But let's talk about generational health. Consuming all the soy disrupts hormones in a boy. Bugs are to be fixed, not eaten. A nicely cooked steak can't be beaten. Like the numbers, it's an exact count. She calls me Olympus because I like to mount. Zeus developer, God level guest this week. If you've got upgrade ideas, get it to the Greek.
Walton, absolutely awesome rhyme. And joining us today, that's right, in case you didn't understand, we've got the electromaniacal. Is that right? Electro? Maniacal?
Close, very close, my friend. It's electromaniacal.
Electromaniacal.
So I'm just keep crazy about liberty, guys.
I like it. That's right, guys. The founder of Zeus LN. We've got Evan Kaloudis joining us. Man, thank you so much for joining us on Pleb Underground.
Man, just thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure. I had to try out Walton's style over here, but I don't think I'm going to carry out the episode.
It's okay, though. It's okay. You do you. It's all good.
Yeah, maybe I'll come back on. We'll see. You know, I was going to make this sort of a free-flowing sort of app. I know you guys like to have fun, and I'm here to just top off what's been a great week and ride into the weekend.
Sweet. And we're excited
top
to hear.
Top off's always nice, right? Like...
Well, it won't be all fun and games. I got to push a couple more Zeus updates. We teased the plebs with some really cool functionality last night, and I want to get it into some more hands before we really kick the weekend off.
Sweet. All
right. Except this episode comes out on Monday, so yeah.
So don't worry about it. They're going to have all those updates by then.
All right.
Guys, no pressure.
Very exciting times. Very exciting times I don't like to simp, but like Evan has built not only like the best app if you run your own Lightning node, but like he's also like a pretty cool guy, and I feel like that's kind of rare, right? Like people who build like good apps in Bitcoin, they're usually like cunts, or maybe, you know, they build shitty apps, but they're good people.
Wait, who are you talking about? Name man.
I don't know. I can't really think of any examples here, but I feel like I don't know. Like
dig it all.
Yeah. Just keep
digging all.
I don't know, what I mean is like, even though Evan's built something really cool, he's still really humble with it. I think that's maybe a little bit rare. Anyway, welcome to the show, Evan. We're gonna have a little look at the numbers coming up next, Phil, right?
That's right, good save.
So right. Yeah, the numbers are brought to us by Time Chain Stats and Time Chain Calendar. But Phil, we have some exciting news, I believe.
That's right. We do have some exciting news. We just got a brand new sponsor. Fellow Bitcoiner and Pleb is going to be sponsoring the numbers segment. That's right. We've got BTC Pins. So don't forget to check out btcpins.com. Use your code PLEBUNDERGROUND for 5% off his awesome work. This is by far, my favorite. Absolutely. Absolutely. Anyways, check it out, btcpins.com. Use the code PLEBUNDERGROUND for 5% off. At the time of this recording, the block height is 812,028. The Fiat Bitcoin Exchange, 26,761.58. Moscow time, 37:36. Fastest fee, 12 sats per V-byte. We are down to 194 days and counting to the halvening. That's right, I call it the halvening. And of course, chain rerun
days. Adam Back called it the halvening. Like, I, it's the point at which the supply halves, right? There is a halving of the supply, but the halvening is the event, supposedly. I still think he's wrong. I think it's the halving, but I don't really care about that. One thing I did like to see is we saw fees come down, right? For sending transactions in the mempool kind of got a bit less clogged. We got down to one sat. I don't think it cleared, right? But we got down to one sat for some of the, you know, lowest fees clearing. I do think we now have, I've talked about in this previous episodes, but we now have a new buyer of last resort for block space at that one sat per V-byte, and those are, you know, Lightning operators. Evan, what do you think about that?
Hey, so, you know, this is something that's very two-sided to me. There's a dichotomy. If fees go up, generally speaking, that's going to drive more users to Lightning. It's going to do better for our business and for the Olympus LSP. But on the flip side of the
coin, I mean, like, as in, like, when we go down to the really low fees, I'm saying people who run Lightning nodes, I think they're doing their channel management in that low fee range,
and so
that's why you're always that's why the mempool's like maybe like not really clearing now because you've got people who want to buy it but only at that low rate because they have, you know, because opening and channel opening and closing channels has a cost and you have to get that cost back, and so therefore you want to minimize that cost, and so you always have the operators who are trying to minimize the cost. And I feel like there's more and more of these people, and maybe it's just a whole bunch of plebs also just trying to, you know, move funds around, but like, I don't know, I'm convinced it's channel openings and closings.
Well, I think just because we're seeing the vast majority of commerce, at least amongst Bitcoiners, happening on Lightning, that is the case. But yeah, you're also right that people are doing stuff like consolidations, you know, like if you consolidate your coins, you're going to pay less in fees. And the opportune time to do that is when fees are low. But yeah, you have node operators doing all their openings, their closings at these relatively low fee times. They're scheduling their batch opens. You know, now's the time to do it. Or, well, last week when you were at 1, 2, 3 sats per V-byte, we've bounced up a little bit, but, you know, still way better than where we were at in terms of the cost you're bearing for these operations.
Have you, before we go to our numbers article, have you looked into this thing, runes? Have you looked into that at all?
So runes, is that another inscription thing?
I don't know. I was trying to understand it. It's like buying BRC ticker symbols.
Phil, I thought the whole point about shitcoins is you're not meant to understand them fully, because if you do understand them fully, then you don't buy them. Like, the whole point is you're meant to, like, partially understand, like, what you're buying, right? That's why they're successful scams.
Is runes the one that doesn't do the signature check?
I think there's so much nonsense going on
with the Taproot script stuff. It's hard to keep in the last episode
we talked about how Ringendahl like released something that enables you to block a whole bunch of these just like doing one transaction. You create a one of one with that ticker, and so like you can block basically people creating shitcoins of that ticker.
Okay.
And they've now blocked a whole bunch. I can't remember the numbers, but it was like there's a whole bunch of shitcoins getting blocked, basically.
Yeah, Shinobi did an article on it, I think, and he put a list of every single one of them, I think, that was blocked already.
Wow, that's fantastic, especially for these operators that are running on, like, weak hardware. It's, like, almost a necessity. You know, you don't want to be overloading your CPU power that is, you know, could potentially be used to keep your node in sync. So yeah, it's really cool to see people getting crafty with it. The only thing is, you know, it's much better done on an individual node basis than trying to, you know, remove it entirely. We're just going to dig bigger holes for ourselves. So seeing people get crafty and give people the optionality, which is more important than anything else to me, is pretty awesome to see.
Absolutely. Open systems for the win, you know, so. All right, we're going to take a look at our numbers article. You know, speaking of Bitcoin winning, here we go. We've got this tweet from Bitcoin Magazine: global currencies against the US dollar over the last 10 years. And take a look at those numbers. Those numbers are definitely abysmal. And if you take a look at this chart, right, this chart is all in the red, except for the one bright orange spot. That's pretty brutal. Don't get me wrong, but that is pretty freaking brutal. And if people think that this isn't getting any worse, I actually just saw a tweet out today that the Canadian government is looking into the UBI project. Like, they're actually going to start doing research on giving everybody paychecks for doing absolutely nothing.
I mean, first of all, Canada is completely lost.
What the fuck?
And secondly, like, this Trudeau guy is probably going to just use as a last ditch for his reelection, right?
Pretty much, right? Because everybody's hurting and all of a sudden government's talking about handing out free money. We all know this is not free money. Okay. History has proven that none of that is free money, and Bitcoin really is our only escape hatch, and it's looking clearer and clearer every day.
I'm pretty sure Bitcoin is free money because you don't have to have permission to use it. And so back to old Evans philosophy, right? There is only one free money, and that's Bitcoin.
It's not free money, it's eleftero money. So, you know, it's free as
money for the free.
Yeah, exactly. So in a world where we're all caught up and these men behind closed doors try to make their decisions for us, we get to take a bit more control back of our lives. And all these trends that we're seeing right now, they're not going to stop anytime soon. What was it? The Colombian Bolivar is down 99.9% over 10 years. Well, guess what, guys? It still can go down 99.9% down from there. And, a lot of these countries are going to learn the hard way. But slowly we're going to see one region after another start to adopt Bitcoin, like we see in El Salvador, Madeira, and all these other city states. It's definitely fascinating to see in real time.
I think it was Jay-Z who said, "I've got 99.9 problems, and all of them are due to currency debasement." Yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot. Oh, gosh. All right, guys. This wraps up the numbers, and we are moving on over to the Fireside Chat. The Fireside Chat is brought to you by CipherSafe. Check them out at ciphersafe.io. Don't be a fool. Store your seed in something that's virtually indestructible. Check out the Cypher Grid. It also comes with an awesome little punch tool. Check it out at ciphersafe.io. If you appreciate fine craftsmanship and want to support fellow Bitcoin artists, check out the Bitcoin Rouleau Triangle at ciphersafe.io. That's right. 16 ounces of solid titanium, 4 inches by 4 inches by 4 inches. A very nice piece made by fellow Bitcoiners at ciphersafe.io. Check it out. Here we are in the Fireside Chat. And that's right. You know who's joining us. Mr. Zeus LN himself, Evan Kaloudis. Evan, you're in the hot seat for the Fireside Chat. And let me tell you, if you've never seen previous episodes, guests are very concerned about this portion. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Anyways.
No softballs, okay, guys? I want the hard-hitting questions. I can handle them.
You heard him, Walton.
I've been working with my publicist.
Okay, so Zeus is the best app for, like, you know, managing your channels, controlling your UTXOs. It's basically the best app for running your Lightning node from your phone. But there's a lot of bugs, right? Like, it does, like, trip out all the time. Like, why does it trip out? Like, why is it so moody? Why is your app moody, Evan? Like, why is
my app moody?
Yeah, like, do you not do enough sacrifices to the right gods? Like, explain what's going on. Like, you've offended the other gods by Hades. Calling it Zeus? Like, explain this to me. What's going on?
Yeah, maybe the real god is smiting us. So I would say in your case, Walden, for people who are connecting to their nodes remotely, most issues that they have with Zeus are the reliability of those connections. So if you're connecting over the Tor network, which is common, it's usually the default for people who have Umbrella or Raspi Blitz, the UX is not going to be too great if the network connection is not good. So for people connecting remotely, we've really been pushing people onto a couple of different alternatives. There's Lightning Node Connect, which is for L&D nodes through the Lightning Terminal app. And that will allow you to connect to your node at home behind your firewall as if it's in the cloud somewhere. Then for people who are not running L&D, we've really been recommending things like Tailscale and Zero Tier, which are these sort of zero config VPNs of sorts that allow you to have a comparable experience. So if you're having issues running Zeus and hitting some of those problems that Walden's just hit on, definitely would recommend taking a look at those alternatives.
Any would that also go for Minode? Because that's what I use.
Yeah, so Minode could also be set up with any of those solutions. Okay. I believe they have the Lightning Terminal app as an optional.
So you use them in combination with Zeus or instead of? Or both?
No. You use them as connection methods to use with Zeus. So if you go to the connection methods in Zeus, you'll see there's an option for Lightning Node Connect that you could use for that. I would say the zero tier and Tailscale stuff takes a little bit more network configuration, but you'd likely use that with your L&D REST or other REST connections.
Okay. And so other than running your own Lightning node, or rather using it as like a, I don't know what you call it, like a, you know, you're rather than just controlling your Lightning node remotely from your phone, like what else can Zeus do? Like the new Zeus, my understanding is you basically have the Lightning node on your phone. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure thing. So we have Zeus version 0.8 on the way. We're calling it codename Pegasus, and it has a full embedded L&D node, with a couple of modifications from the Zeus team, running on your phone. You get synced up to the blockchain very quickly just by downloading the block headers over Neutrino. That should only take, 30 seconds tops.
And then is that like a prune node?
Yeah. It's like pruned. You are not actually getting each block, all the transactions.
It's just you're the headers.
Carrying our nodes or other Neutrino nodes for the transactions that are pertinent to you. But the way that Neutrino has been built, it has really high privacy assurances. So you have much better privacy than using something like Electrum, for example. Mm. So we're really proud to have that in the app. And we've also devised the scheme. We're calling it Express Graph Sync. It's built off of the work that Kevin Kai has done with Speedloader and allows you to download the entire Lightning Network graph quickly. So instead of having to peer-to-peer listen to the entire graph, you can get that downloaded directly to your phone in a matter of moments. From there, you can get zero confirmation channels from our LSP Olympus using wrap invoices. Just create an invoice and it could get paid using this zero conf wrap invoice technique, or you get the full functionality of Zeus that you would get if you were to connect your own remote node. You can open up a channel to whoever you want on the Lightning network.
Zeus, Evan, can you explain a little bit more about the what you're saying about the invoice with zero conf?
Yeah, so when you first start up a Lightning node, right, it's not well known. It's not being broadcast, especially if it's just something that lives on your phone. So in order to have a payment routed to you, the LSP will help act as a mediator to help route a payment to you. So you'll create an invoice, you'll pass it to the LSP, and the LSP will present you with a wrapped invoice. And this has two benefits. Number one, it helps you with the routing, like I was just saying. And two, it gives you some added privacy. So receiver side privacy on Lightning Network isn't great right now. So with this invoice wrapping, it looks like all the payments are getting paid to the Olympus node.
So you're connected to the Olympus node as a hub, and all of your payments go through the Olympus node. So is it a little bit like Breeze? Does Breeze use that model?
Breeze and Phoenix are somewhat similar, but they don't use a invoice wrapping technique. So your node's public key is still exposed. They use something more along the lines of an HTLC interceptor.
So I would say this is basically like Breeze or Phoenix, but with better privacy.
Yes, I think.
Interesting.
Well, I think Breeze's privacy is still a step up than Phoenix's, but that's a whole other can of worms. But yeah, I would say generally speaking, we have better privacy than both of those applications.
Because there are some people who you know, especially in the kind of privacy, on-chain privacy space, who really, you know, don't think much about Lightning. How do you view on-chain privacy versus privacy on Lightning, and like what can be done to have more privacy on Lightning? I was at a meetup this week in London, talking with some developer called Antoine about like how could you have better privacy in terms of having Lightning channels, right? Because if you have on the gossip network, you what gets gossiped is the UTXO that's responsible for a particular channel, right? And that's essentially a privacy problem, but it's a way of preventing the Lightning network from essentially being a kind of ghost network where you've got a bunch of fake channels. You have to have like this proof of funds to have a channel on the network. But how could we actually have it so is there a way to have it so that those, you could have the proof of funds without the UTXO being attached to a particular person? So therefore, like, do you see what I'm saying? Like, is there, I had the idea of maybe you can have like a coin join where you open 10 channels of exactly the same size but I don't understand how it would then work kind of long term of like, but then what happens to the anonymity set as people close channels? Because you need to have some linkage, right, of the idea of, well, one of those 10 UTXOs is mine, for example. I'm rambling here now, but yeah,
so many things to try to explain.
I talked about too many things. All right, sorry, my bad. I got excited. All right,
so let's reel it in, boys.
Congrats on the privacy stuff. What more can be done for privacy on Lightning? Is there more that can be done kind of at the interplay between on chain and Lightning rather than say just on Lightning? What more can be done for privacy on Lightning?
So let's reel it back in. So we really need to have these announcements of the UTXOs right now, more so than anything, as a DDoS prevention vector.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. Because otherwise you could have like, you know, the government going, oh, we're gonna fire up like a billion nodes and like there, it's all fake channels, and then all payments fail through the network and then people abandon Lightning, right? Is that
right? Right. So we, for public channels, we're still going to need some level of attestation to make that make sense. So in the future, we're going to have an upgrade of the gossip protocol. I think at this stage, it's going to be called gossip 2.0.
That's what I was talking about.
And basically, we're going to have LSPs or channel operators attest to a certain amount of UTXOs. And then there will be some sort of multiplier of sorts that they can open up X amount of channels based off this amount of Bitcoin that they've attested to. So at that point, you won't have UTXOs directly correlating to channels one-to-one. So there'll be a lot more flexibility and we'll get gains there.
How do you then prevent the DDoS?
Because you still need to put Bitcoin up. And the network is, like, as a network, we're going to agree on some sort of multiplier that you can have.
Multiply, you mean so it gets fractionally reserved?
Well, that's the big argument, and that's what a lot of concerns are. Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's going to be a big point of contention. So we're going to have to balance this. Okay, this one-to-one backing attestation of all the sats that are on the Lightning network versus an added privacy gain. So we have a huge problem there, which is massive, especially when we're talking about announced public channels. But if we talk about privacy with unannounced private channels, we're already making some great strides, right? So when you have an unannounced channel and it's just between two peers, you get a lot of great benefits because you're not publicly broadcasting information about that on the Lightning Network. However, when you do a closed transaction on that channel, it is just so abundantly clear that it is a Lightning channel. And then you could start doing correlation between, you know, that time that it closed, the channel when it opened, and, you know, other activity on the Lightning Network. What we have now to help counteract that is simple Taproot channels, which is the first step in having Taproot or P2TR outputs being used for Bitcoin channels. And basically the benefits of this is that these Taproot transactions, they don't abundantly look like a two of two multisig, for example. All the transactions look the same. So as long as you and your counterparty mutually close these private channels using the Taproot assets, no one's going to know that it's a Lightning output at all. So this update is now available in LND version 0.17. We are also supporting it in the new version of Zeus. So if you have access to the early private alpha builds, you can get started with simple Taproot channels today. And
Evan, how can people get that juicy insider access to the best Lightning app in the world?
Well, thanks for the kind words. Let the record show that you said that, not me. Right now, the app is in closed alpha. We are leaving it open only to community sponsors. So people who have donated, 100,000 sats or more to the project at zeusln.app/about.
So you got to be an alpha to get in the alpha is what you're saying. It's as simple
as that. That's what I'm saying. You got to be, one of us, Olympian, a god or immortal. We've got about... I don't know. We've opened it up to almost 500 people through our wait list, though, still. If you want to jump up on the line, send us a donation and we'll open it up. That being said, we are getting close to an open beta, and I would expect that in the coming weeks. So we're really excited about that. But we've been preparing a few more things to wrap up this release and put a nice bow on it. And we've got a really new, exciting feature that I'd love to talk to you guys about today. It's called Zeus
Pay. Is that Zeus Pay? Is it Zeus Pay?
Zeus Pay. Right.
That was my next question. So that's perfectly done. Well done, Aaron. Good job.
Well, what I say, I've been practicing all week with my publicist. So, you know, just knocking them down.
This
show is
produced and it's really not like this.
No, we're doing it live like Bill O'Reilly. Come on, Walton.
I mean, it's not live, but like this. Yeah, this.
It might as well be at this point.
All of this will end up in it. So,
I mean, it's almost like we've like hung out before and like conversations just flow. Weird.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, interesting. All right, should I
jump into
it? Zeus Pay? You guys
ready? Yeah, let's talk Zeus Pay. Let's talk. So it's basically, is it like Apple Pay, but for Bitcoin, but like sexier? Like, explain.
I wish I could just go and pay at all these point of sale terminals and I could just live off of Bitcoin standard on my Zeus. Sorry, guys. That's not quite what it is. We just had an awesome opportunity to get this domain, and I think it makes for an awesome Lightning address. And that's what it is. Self-custodial Lightning addresses. No need for anyone to spin up a web server of their own. We'll take care of the infrastructure. You mean
all of these like wankers on Nostr like don't have to LARP and use Wallet of Satoshi anymore? You mean they can actually
what are we, cavemen? We're going to revert back to custodial solutions? Shit, you might as well just stay with your Chase bank account and have Jamie Dimon in control of all your funds if you're going to do that. No, Zeus Pay solves the problem in a massive way. We have teamed up with our friend Super Testnet. He has a scheme called Zap Locker. And Zap Locker allows users to hold on to the pre-images that unlock these payments on their phones. They send us, the service provider, hashes of those pre-images, and we serve up invoices with those hashes. So users can then have their payments paid. They don't have to be online. And Olympus is essentially just holding on to those payments until you come online to redeem them within 24 hours. So we have no way of really claiming them ourselves, so it's effectively self-custodial.
It's like a voucher.
And listen, there are a couple things.
Why is it 24 hours? Because I thought, like, because it's not HTLCs, right? HTLCs last like a couple weeks or something. But
HTLCs can at worst be redeemed after 2 weeks, depending on the closing channel. But we are setting a certain expiry time on these HTLCs, and we found that 1 day is probably the best middle ground. We could probably do a little bit over a day, but we figure the messaging with 24 hours is clear and concise. If we go much beyond that, we try to do 2 days, then all of a sudden wallets start saying, no, we're not going to pay that. Like Phoenix won't allow you to make a payment to a wallet that has a 48-hour expiration, for example, in terms of a HODL invoice.
So can you give, I know you just explained how it works, but can you give like a very, you know, the 80 IQ explanation of real world scenario, how somebody would use this and how it would be, you know, beneficial for them?
So we think that this is incredible technology for people of all sorts of situations in life to be accepting Bitcoins in a self-custodial, trust minimized manner. I didn't even get into.
How can I set it up right now? Like, talk us through it. Talk us through how would we set up not quite there.
It's going to be released very soon, but you set up the new Zeus. You can either use the new embedded node. You just hit quick start and you have an LND node on your phone, or you can use a remotely connected LND node. So it has to be LND for now, because LND is the only implementation that allows you to set these custom pre-images that we need for redemption. But you do that, you go into our UI in the settings, and you just enter in the username you want, and it handles everything else in the background. You can set a custom Nostr address if you want it to all be signed by your Nostr keys to help the sender verify that it's going to you. But if you don't, we just auto-generate them for you. And it's really simple. Anyone can do it. We actually got our friend Frankie. She is one of our favorite bartenders at PubKey, set up on it last night. And that's how we did our reveal. Instead of having her show a custodial wallet, she had her Zeus Pay account set up. We took a picture of it. We put it on Nostr and on Twitter. And the plebs saw her. Oh, sorry, my background's a little. But just showed her QR code of her Zeus Pay account. And she started getting these payments in. And even though she was working the bar, she was working a shift, she was able to go and redeem these payments. So as long as she comes online within 24 hours of receiving the payment through our service, she can claim them and redeem them in a self-custodial manner. So we think that this is going to be an incredible solution for,
and it's just like an open invoice. So people, it's for tipping, right? Like you can do any amount, essentially.
Any amount. You just need to have the inbound liquidity on your node to be able to redeem them. But let's say you get a tip in, you don't have the liquidity. You could try to redeem it. You'll get the error. But if as long as you go and open up another channel inbound or get a channel from Olympus, you'll be able to get those tips. So we're still trying to make.
Do people have to buy that? They have to buy a channel from Olympus as well as, like, I explain that last bit. So you're saying they have to have inbound liquidity from Olympus?
No, it doesn't even have to be from Olympus. As long as Olympus could find a route to you, you could redeem it. So you could potentially just be using it with your remote node or with the new embedded node with your existing channels, as long as you have inbound liquidity. That's always going to be a constraint for self-custody, but we're going to be working on ways to make that more automated, more automatic, so people don't have to worry about that in the background. And I'm confident that we'll get there. Excuse me?
Because Olympus should help with that, right? The inbound liquidity?
LSP, like, it does the routing for this payment, right? Essentially, because you're the operator of the Lightning address
of the domain. Wallet. Yeah. So we can actually add some functionality that's not in place yet, but we think that it'll be quite easy to add the ability to auto open up channels, as long as the incoming payment is of a certain amount. So we got a 50,000 minimum for receiving payments for the Olympus channels.
15,000 sats?
50.
50,000 sats. I mean, that's
We could probably go lower.
Reasonable. You know,
I mean, like, for small, that's quite a small channel, I think. Like, I think you should have bigger channels than that. Like, you want
to? Yeah,
have,
no, absolutely, you should have bigger channels. Than that. Well, like, I mean, that's very so reasonable.
That's the amount for the Wrapped payments. So it's 50,000, but then you would get another 100,000 sats on top of that. So you pay an invoice for 50,000 sats. 10,000 would go to the LSP, but you get a channel for 150,000. So you would then get 40,000 on your side, and then the ability to receive another 110,000 sats. That is on the smallest recommended channels. We could probably go lower, but we want to try to find a nice balance so people don't feel like they're not getting bang for their sats. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're looking to keep iterating on this and just try to make the onboarding workflow for self-custody better and better. But we're really pumped about this. We think that it's a great solution, not only for people in food service.
When's Zeus Node?
Forget about the Zeus Node. It's all on the phone. Why do you got to have your own node?
Just explain to you how you put everything on the phone.
Yeah, there's no, it all.
But
just
when Zeus like backend node, like what, well, like a like
you wanted to make a Raspberry Pi 5 version,
heavy like heavy duty, you know, like Mount Olympus Zeus Node.
Well,
Walton wants you competing with my node and Umbrel and all of these guys.
Well,
and like, you know, Ronin Dojo and like everyone, like yeah. Like Evan, like I know you're doing a great job, but like, you know, there's this whole realm over here that you've yet to conquer, and like, yeah. Greeks get on and conquer stuff, right? You know,
that is true.
You could be doing so much more, Evan.
It would be fucking awesome to have, hold up, something like this on your desk that's heavy duty. But when we do things at Zeus, we do them the right way. And frankly, we don't think that the Raspberry Pis that are out now have enough juice to handle the user experience that we'd want to provide to people.
Fine, so go heavier. Like, make something more heavy duty. Tell people what they should be running their nodes on. Like, tell people how much they should actually be spending on it. Because I run it on a Raspberry Pi. It does okay. Like, I feel like sometimes it gets
okay,
a bit
hard. But then you have your Tor problems. You're dealing with that.
Yeah, that's pretty more due to like
memory
my phone
outages. If you run too many services,
sort of thing. Like when you're abroad and stuff, like, and you have like, you know, shitty conference Wi-Fi and this sort of thing, right?
Right. So we'd love to do so much in this space. We have grand aspirations, and Zeus is going to be here for a long time, for decades to come. We are going to be in it for the long haul. That being said, we've got limited resources. We got to pick our battles, what we want to get into now. So we're going to just let the other node, you know, services and product offerings duke it out. Maybe we'll come down the road in the market with something heavy duty, maybe something looking like the Temple of Zeus that you could put on your desk. But
yeah, maybe
you
need to. Okay, that's what you need to do. You just need to collaborate. Okay, go talk to Crypto Cloaks, and I wanna like Greek temple Zeus Greek temple case. You heard it here first. It's my idea, but like you go and do it with Rick, and I want one. Sort it out. Thank you. All right. Good job. Okay. Now, so I think that's it. Basically, like yeah. Good job. Yeah,
Zeus Pay coming soon. Anyone's gonna be able to set it up.
Zeus Pay, or you're super gay. Right, that was here.
Again, folks, I didn't say that.
Yeah, I didn't say that either. Wait, what?
But we think Zeus Pay is gonna be fantastic. Whether you're a food server, whether you're a nomad, whether you're a dissident that's trying to get paid out, some sort of donations, whatever you need to live your life, Zeus Pay is gonna be a fantastic solution for you to receive these payments on Lightning with minimal infrastructure. You just need Zeus in your pocket, and you're going to be getting that money in a self-custodial.
So do you think it makes it as easy as Wallet Satoshi, but like a bit more powerful? Is it like for kind of like, because you know, Wallet Satoshi, right? They're owned by shitcoiners, right? They run like a BitPay kind of thing. Like they're, you know, they're custodial. Like this is non-custodial. I know it's like Zeus is good for power users, but do you think this is going to be like very usable for these beginners?
Yes, I do. I think it's going to be a comparable experience. I think that as time goes on, we are going to keep continuing to polish off those rough patches. We think Zeus 0.8 is a huge, huge improvement with all we're offering, but we still identify areas that we want to improve upon. Here's the thing. We can always improvise, improve the technology, make a better UX and experience. The custodial offerings cannot become any less custodial. They will eventually all rug you. Zeus will never rug you. We cannot.
That is awesome, by the way. And that is the best way to wrap up the Fireside Chat segment. And we are going to move it on over to Wrecked.
Up next, we have Wrecked, sponsored by Represent. Represent are a Bitcoin-owned clothing and accessories brand based in the United States of America. If you head on over to representltd.com and use the code PLEBUNDERGROUND, you can get a discount on all of their goodies. Here, you see me wearing the Taco Pleb Underground Represent t-shirt, a limited edition that you can't buy, but you can buy things almost as cool if you go to representltd.com. Please use the code PLEBUNDERGROUND. Okay, so first for this week on Wrecked is me, because Phil disabled screen sharing, you bastard. Okay, so for this first story this week on Wrecked, we're going to talk FTX. I kind of like the story just in general, right? Like, I don't know.
Who?
Like, ugly rich people stealing everyone's money, like, you know, like as per usual, right?
So yeah, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
But, like, apparently, Caroline has admitted to stealing, like, a whole bunch of funds, and there's a SoundCloud. I'm not going to play it, but, you know, Business Insider shared it as well as Plata, so apparently, you know, I mean, not that I really think they're all that credible anyway, but, like, you know, it seems legit. I think in this same conversation, they admit that Solana was a centralized coin.
Let me cut in right here. They got you, dude. All right, right. So see here, awful Jesse, right?
Yeah.
He's trying to play off the guy. No, go back to the last page, please.
You want this one?
Yeah, leave it there. So this guy, awful Jesse, is trolling, as you can see on the right side, relevant people. Achieve victory, parody trolling. He's trying to imitate the inner city press guy. And inner city press, he goes to the hearings at the Southern District of New York in Manhattan, and he reports on the case. And he's been reporting all these.
So you're saying this bit's fake, unfortunately.
This bit is fake, maybe. Yeah.
No, but hold on a second. How far away from reality is it?
Yeah, like, this is not real quote.
The other stuff is true, but basically.
Yeah. All the stuff on the inner city press account is what is actually happening.
Yeah.
In court, but this last guy, he just commented on the inner city press guy's thread to make it look
like. Well, that's a shame, because I feel like that's probably actually true. But anyway, all right.
I got slightly wrecked because I used the link and didn't verify.
Dude,
I've done that so many times.
But like, Phil didn't share it, it was Phil's fault. But all right, no, it's my fault for not checking. All right. The FTX is all a joke, and Caroline admits to stuff. But I think I thought she had immunity anyway. Like, what's going on with that? Like, didn't she rat out Sam and she's cool? Like, wait a second. How come no one's been arrested on the Epstein list? Like we're talking about
people don't get arrested, man.
Fantastic question. Where's the list? All this other FTX stuff can leak, but the Epstein list can't leak.
Given that there was basically the same sort of thing. Some people say, like, you know, Epstein was laundering money, like, for, you know, people just like Sam did for the Democrats in Ukraine, right? I don't know. There's they're on islands in the Caribbean, and all very murky stuff. And we never find out, right? I reference the World War III kind of starting in my rhyme this week. Like, the world's a messy place, and people, and I retweeted the first casualty in war is the truth. And a lot of war today is economic war, right? Like, and propaganda plays a key part in that economic war, because you're subverting the the truth for economic or political ends, right? Which often long term end up being economic. Yeah, the world's a bit wrecked right now, guys.
Yeah,
like, I'll let Evan go
innocent
first.
Innocent lives are getting wrecked right now. Like I was thinking about this earlier, like trying to put this segment together. I'm looking like, how can there's yeah, there's you know, there's FTX, there's what else story have I got here? Like there's it doesn't even matter. Like there's innocent people dying right now, right? Like I don't know.
You know, so, sorry, you could go.
Oh no, I was gonna say hit this first. Hit this first, Evan.
Listen, guys, the world's a messy place. It's didn't just get messy. It's been messed up for a long, long time. And, you know, ultimately, we're not going to be able to fix all these things, especially not out the gate. And, you know, there's just a lot of things out there that's messed up and wrong. And, you know, you can't get completely demoralized like it, like just like many people probably have from scrolling the news or social media.
What can we do about this, right? We can try and put like self-custodial Bitcoin into people's hands in the, like, I've got a friend who's running, you know, they're running a fundraiser for people in Palestine, but like ultimately, like, we need people all over the world to have the ability to have non-custodial Lightning, I think, preferably, right? Like rather than on-chain. Like you talked a bit about Zeus Pay, my understanding being that it's like you have to have liquidity, like that's if you want to donate to people, they're not gonna be able to use Zeus Pay, right? Or will they? But we can kind of cover some of the, how can we use Zeus to help some people who are, you know, struggling around the world right now in terms, you know, whose houses have been bombed and, you know, all crazy things.
Well, I mean, that is a crazy good question. Ultimately, if you're going to be using Lightning in a self-custodial manner, that liquidity has a cost to it. That being said, you know, we could always automate a lot of things in the background and make that ultimately just be less work for the user. And we're going to be moving towards that very, very soon. But yeah, I mean, listen, there's just so much nuttiness in the world right now. It's easy to get overwhelmed by it all. It's best to really just focus on what you can have influence over. And you can do that with small stuff. You know, we now have the ability to easily send this money anywhere in the world that we want to direct it. But I think you could have even more prolific impact by focusing on your local communities, starting with people that are in arm's reach, talking to your neighbor, having those conversations, getting to know people, shaking hands, looking people in the eyes, and building up from there. Because if we're just trying to start from a huge global scale with all these huge geopolitical issues and boundaries, you're going to have a really hard time and you're going to get overwhelmed because it's just simply not possible for any single person, let alone a group of people, to make huge changes there. So my advice is to just start laser focused on a single point, a single area, and you're best off serving your direct community.
I think it's a very fair point. My query is more around like, how do we, because Bitcoin is a good peer-to-peer technology, and Lightning I think has it certainly is as well, but like how can we make it so donations are more peer-to-peer? Because I think right now a lot of donations are actually end up being centralized. Like you donate to some cause and then they distribute it, right? There's a bottleneck with charity, right? What can Bitcoin and Lightning do? How can we like obsolete charities and actually make it more peer-to-peer? I mean, you say it's just like help your local area, but I think, I don't know. Is it as simple as that?
Well, partially. Like, I think a lot of stuff like humanitarian aid, when it's given to these big organizations, it either gets siphoned off by these middlemen, parasites in the middle of these organizations, or it actually gets channeled to things that are making these situations worse. So I do think going peer-to-peer directly as you can to someone directly that you look in the eye or you at least talk to directly over the internet and give the funds directly to them instead of some centralized organization is going to go much, much further than say, oh, just give to this general cause, this fund. Like, direct action is needed. And that's where you could have the most profound impact. So, yeah. So instead of looking for those organizations to, you know, dole out that aid for you, try to go right to the source. Try to set that person up directly with a, you know, self-custodial Lightning wallet or on-chain address. Try to see how you talk to them, like have those uncomfortable conversations, get to know people, put yourself in their shoes and see how you can like help them directly. And unfortunately, a lot of the evils in the world and the state of the world that it's gotten to, it's because people don't want to have those uncomfortable interactions and will put up these crazy inhumane boundaries and borders up just so we could avoid having those interactions. And you know, the sooner you like you just like nut up and say, hey, I'm gonna have that uncomfortable conversation today, I'm gonna do the work, I'm gonna put in the work, I'm gonna go peer-to-peer.
See, the more you use Bitcoin, the more you feel like the world is more borderless, I have to say. Like I yeah, maybe that's some of it, is like the more we orange pill the world, the more borderless the world becomes, because people are talking the same language, because ultimately money is speech. That's true. I'm gonna call it there on wreck today, because yeah, to me the world's a little wreck. Like, Bitcoin doesn't fix everything. Bitcoin doesn't fix certain people wanting certain bits of land. But it does help us all to interact with each other, I think, more, because it enables trade, it enables trustless trade, right? But ultimately that's what money is needed for, right? You can have debt between people that trust each other, but between people that do not trust each other, you need money. So thank fuck for Bitcoin. And this was wrecked. Phil, what do we have next again? I always forget what comes after Rex.
Very nice. Remind me. That's right. We are going to move it on over to the Hopium.
The Hopium.
Oh, God.
The Hopium is brought to you by CryptoCloaks. Check them out at CryptoCloaks.com. Awesome 3D prints made by Bitcoiners, such as the 3D printed astronaut dude and the 3D printed grenade that you can store two open dimes in. Get the bigger one. You could store a full signing device. Use the code PLEBUNDERGROUND for 5% off at CryptoCloaks.com. Welcome back, everyone. Here we go. Let's dive into the Hopium. I thought that this was absolutely hilarious. That's right. For those of us who do not have a blue check, this app is still free. So here's a tweet of a screenshot from @ThomasFarr, good Bitcoiner. Puts out some solid tweets. Here we go.
The Apollo people are just known for following people and unfollowing them repeatedly.
Yeah, like, yeah, I don't know what
Apollo even do, like, other than follow and unfollow people on Twitter. Anyway, they can share other people's tweets. But yeah, you get a shout out from Phil. Congrats, Thomas.
It's my turn. So let's check this out, guys. Here we go. @Jack. There are only three truly censorship-resistant technologies at scale today: Tor, Bitcoin, and Noster, all currently niche, showing most of the world doesn't actually care about censorship. Granted, these technologies aren't yet accessible or easy to use, but they will be. And this, to me, is the magic right here. You left out Ethereum. No, I didn't. That's just...
I believe I saw NVK like comment on one of these posts at some point, and he included email, and I thought that was interesting. You could argue that it is censorship resistant. It's not so easy to run your It's not very easy to do non-custodially and censorship resistant, right? Like, to actually run your own email server, it's really difficult to then actually get emails through. But if you can kind of spin up emails and send an email, you could, in a censorship resistant way, right? Like, you can kind of,
It's a good point. It's definitely a good point with the emails. Anyway, since we have Evan on, I wanted to make the
Friendly to use, right? Like it's been around forever. Like, everyone uses email. Everyone has an email address. Like, it's so I think it speaks against this, right? Like, people do care about being able to send messages like peer to peer. They should care about sending value peer to peer.
Yeah, and since we have Evan on, I wanted to make the Hopium about Lightning. So let's move on from that one to a tweet from River. That's right. River dropped a report this week. So imagine betting against this chart. Lightning growth has been astounding, but often overlooked in the world of Bitcoin. Read our new report on why it's time to start paying attention to the Lightning Network. And this is a great little graph, transactions per day. Okay. And here we go. The gray at the bottom, this is on-chain data. And this right here, this new growth on top of the on-chain data that seems to be exploding, is the Lightning average daily transactions. And to finish that piece off, right, we've got this post from at WS Bitcoin. Shitcoin scammers, Bitcoin's dead, nobody's even working on it anymore. The development on just one of its second layers. And Walton has shared this, I believe, in the past. And I mean, look, when we look at the ecosystem that is building around Lightning, and then we take
do
a
they
look
even
at
have Zeus on
chart?
There? Can we just go on there for a second? Like, why the wankers don't even have Zeus? Like, because
no,
like
do.
This is the kind of thing they like. We'll have all
the
custodial things,
where's
and we'll
wallet?
Have all the like marketing kind of like wankers, and we'll have all the gimmicky like, you know, bullshit. But do we actually have like the apps that people are using to have more sovereignty on Lightning?
I'm looking.
I don't see it.
We're number three right there.
All right. Yep. Well.
Yeah, they're right
good
there.
Job,
so.
Listen, I there's maybe some arguments you could make about the ordering of those wallets, but we're there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Moon's not
no
fucking Lightning either. Like, that's kind of like, for Moon to be like just under Zeus there is offensive.
But look, I this is a question for Evan, right? Based on that chart. Yeah, even though we already did the fireside chat, you're still in the hot seat. Too bad for you. But look, the reality is, right? What is it? What is it that makes people seem to think that, and it's generalized question, that Lightning is dead, or, you know, has failed? Because as you know, you've seen that narrative touted multiple times. I've seen that narrative touted multiple times. I've even seen it touted by Bitcoiners, specifically some privacy advocates, right? So what are your thoughts on that? Like, why do they think it's dead when we can clearly see it's not dead?
I don't think they personally think that it's dead. I think they very much see that it's alive and well and gaining traction. And anyone who's in the space with two eyeballs and the pulse is also able to see that. It's just reinforced by these reports we say.
Yeah,
I think that anyone
can we just put up have you got a chart of Lightning capacity over time? Because I'm pretty sure it jumped recently. Like, you know what I was talking earlier about, like how I was saying there's a whole bunch of Lightning operators opening up channels at these low fees. I'm pretty sure like there was actually a big surge in that last week. Let me see if I can pull up the numbers.
But as I was saying, I don't think it's that these people actually believe that it's dead. I think that these people have ulterior motives. I think that they're pushing alternate projects, perhaps projects of their own, and they have money to earn by promoting these other networks or alternatives.
None of us are better than our incentives. I think you're absolutely right. I think you're absolutely right, because
just look at the people.
Oh,
who
see,
are
there you go. Thank you, Walton.
I got the chart here. Look, so we got, if we're looking in. Oh, sorry. Bloody ads. All right. So in Bitcoin terms, you can see this really jump, right? If you remember,
you guys allow rags like the block on this
program. PlebNet, because like I was there early days. PlebNet was formed in April / May 2021. You see this bit here? That's when it went hockey stick, yeah, right? So we there was a whole bunch of plebs doing stuff, but it wasn't just that, right? Like it was plebs being interested in Lightning, and so therefore, you know, Lightning operators and Lightning service providers or whatever, like people want to accept Lightning if there's people who might want to spend Lightning. So we had this big jump here. But like, look at this hockey stick bit here. There was this giant deployment, and it's when the fees dropped. It went from like a few hundred Bitcoin, I believe, were added to the Lightning network in a matter of a couple of days. Yeah.
I just want to point out that 2021 jump, the first jump, that was from the Lightning Trust chain. So.
No, it's from PlebNet. It's facts from PlebNet. Like,
it's before that.
We went from 50 people to 6,000 people running Lightning nodes.
Oh, sorry. I'm thinking of 2019. Yeah, Bitcoin time fucks you up. Or, yeah, 2019.
Oh, but there was a little peak. There was a little peak in that time, wasn't
there?
A little
bump in that.
Yeah, there was. Let me just go back because I think you are talking about another part of that chart where it jumped. So this was the trust chain here, this bit here. Then this is the PlebNet spike, and then this is low fees. This is Lightning operators now opening a bunch of channels. And this bit, I'm pretty sure, was when people started fucking with the Lightning network, like Barack, like broke the Lightning network, and then a whole bunch of people started closing channels because, you know, people's nodes were offline and stuff like this. So like, you know, things happen, and it doesn't make a real difference to how much is running on Lightning.
Walton, you don't have to yell. We're right here, buddy.
Yeah, I forget.
Just pointing out that he's not, Walton's not talking about
Barack. I know you're passionate about it. I'm just giving out,
we're not talking about Barack Obama. We're talking about the Bitcoiner Barack Obama. So just making sure.
No, we're not. We're talking about a different guy who's a good developer. I'm not talking about JC. I'm talking about a developer we talk about this. Lightning wanted to make money like selling shit coins on Taro, and so they didn't focus on, you know, Bolt 12. They didn't focus on like other things. Apparently, like Evan loves LND, but Lightning really, like, you know, have been, I think they've been slacking in some other places. And yeah, Barack then like tested them on it and broke LND briefly.
Are you mad at Lightning Labs for giving you simple Taproot channels and helping your on-chain privacy, which you were just bitching about?
I mean, I'm still running LND, but like, you know, I don't know.
I'm still running LND.
At some point, I might get tempted to core.
I've wanted, you know what? I mean, if I understood correctly, like on the Start 9 Labs node, I can just switch over to see Lightning if I want.
No, you can run both at the same time. You can't have your channels on both.
Yeah, there's
like,
no
way
to
have to close channels and reopen them if you want to use the same funds. Like, you can't. Yeah. This is the point.
Yeah, that's correct.
No, obviously. But I'm just saying, it's like
they're two separate nodes on the same thing. Essentially, they're two separate light, because you can actually have. Yeah. I think you can have. I don't know what the limit is. Evan, is there a limit on how many Lightning nodes you can have connected to the same Bitcoin node?
No, it's really mostly a constraint on your hardware. So if you have a Pi, it's not gonna run.
There you go. I'm pretty sure at some point there were like Tidwell is running hundreds of Lightning nodes like for Zebedee, like off the same.
Yeah, and then different implementations are gonna be able to handle better. Like if you have LDK, you could spin up tons of instances on it, on the same node, where something like LND is not gonna be able to handle that. It's just much bulkier, much more going on in their implementation. So different software performs differently, and different hardware handles it too. So your mileage may vary.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Well, guys, that does it for the Hopium, and that does it for this week's episode of Pleb Underground. But before we go, Evan, how do the viewers find you? How do they get in touch with you? Do you even want to give that information?
Nowadays, we're mostly on Noster. I believe our handle is zeus@zeusln.app for NIPO5. All our links to our socials are listed on our website. That's zeusln.app, zeusln.app. Like I said, version 0.8 of Zeus is currently in closed alpha for community sponsors. Consider donating to the project if you use Zeus on a regular basis. For those who don't want to do that, just wait a little bit longer. We're going to have an open beta for the new release. And we're going to get Zeus Pay and those self-custodial Lightning addresses into everyone's hands very, very soon.
Absolutely awesome. Thank you so much. Guys, that does it for us. Don't forget to drop us a like, subscribe. Don't forget to check us out on our audio-only platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Anchor. If you want to stream us sats, check us out on Fountain.fm. You could stream us sats through Breeze, Walton.
And soon, you can stream us sats through Zeus Pay or something like that. And fuckshitcoins.com. Please like and subscribe. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next week.
Catch you next week, guys. More toxic than the most toxic Bitcoin maxi ever. They said he's more toxic. More toxic than the most.